One program caught up in the middle of the Illinois budget stalemate is the Child Care Assistance Program, or CCAP for short. On July 1st, the Illinois Department of Human Services instituted new rules for CCAP that have deeply cut the subsidies available for that program. U of I economics professor Elizabeth Powers recently co-authored an op-ed for Crain's Chicago Business. It discussed the impact of these changes on both parents and child care providers. She talked with Illinois Public Radio's Brian Moline.
For families that earning at 185% or lower of the federal poverty line, they're eligible to receive subsidy assistance from the state. So basically what that means is that the state provides the bulk of the funds for their child care. And that can range from $20 to $45 a day, depending on the age of the child and the location around the state.
The eligibility had been 185% mm-hmm. of the poverty line, mm-hmm. and that changed pretty drastically on July 1st, didn't it?
Yes, it did. So the governor's office asked for rule changes to change the eligibility guidelines. And for example, it cut the amount of earnings you could have as a single parent from just under $30,000 to just $8,000 a year. So once you reach $8,000 in earnings, you would be done for the year with the program. You would receive no more child care assistance from the state. Some historical background might be useful for people. Mm-hmm. In 1996, we had a nationwide welfare reform, and the country decided to change direction with providing assistance to low-resource families. And the trade-off that was struck was to stop providing kind of unconditional cash assistance to families and instead to promote work. So the CCAP program, that is the origins of the CCAP program. It was part of a larger movement to replace simply providing cash assistance with providing work supports.
What alternatives are out there for people who get priced out of this program?
There aren't any formal alternatives. No, there's not another program to turn to that provides child care support, and that's because this is already a joint federal-state program. So mm-hmm. there's not another like federal program sitting out there that would provide assistance for child care.
So in that case, I would guess the most likely alternative would be simply hoping that they can turn to family and friends to try and help out.
Yes. So that's catch as catch can, as anyone with kids knows. Mm-hmm. It depends completely on your individual circumstances and the ability of other people to help you out as well. They have to work too much of the time.
We've talked a lot about the impact on parents. What about the impact to child caregivers?
Under the new rules, about 10% of people who are eligible under the old rules qualify. So very quickly, since children grow up fast, very quickly we'll have children aging out of the program. And those children will largely, their subsidy slot, if you will not be replaced. And that will be very difficult then for providers in lower income areas, providers who are serving a lot of lower resource parents, to fill their slots. And when a business has a lot of, like that, has a lot of vacancies, they can't continue in business. So there's a lot of alarm among the providers.
That's Elizabeth Powers, a professor of economics at the University of Illinois and the Institute of Government and Public Affairs. You can read her op-ed discussing the child care assistance program at chicagobusiness.com.